Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, July 31st, 2017, 9:02 a.m. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? Representation letter of 2017. Let's see. I have a letter dated July 18, 2017 from Mr. Cotty in reference to the representation letter from KPM. And he's reviewed the letter dated June 23rd. It's a very detailed list of representations by the county to the auditors regarding the audit of 2016 county financial statements. The representations detail actions and information the county represents it has or has not performed or provided.
I understand it needs the county commissioner's signature, and I make a motion that the county commissioner, presiding commissioner, I'm sorry, sign the representation letter number 17-097-CM.
Second. We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Independent audit report of KPM. Mr. Andy Marmage.
Yep. Good morning.
Morning.
Again, my name is Andy Marmage. I'm with KPM CPAs, and we have completed the audit of the county's financial statements for the year ended December 31st, 2016. And what I'd like to do this morning is take a quick look at the report and go over the results of our audit, and then take a look at the financial highlights for this past year. The first page in the bound report I'd like for you to take a look at is page 4. The report that begins here on page 4 and continues on to page 6 is called the Independent Auditor's Report, and this is a report where we state our opinion on the county's financial statements. And we're stating an opinion on whether or not the county has fairly presented its financial statements in accordance with the cash basis of accounting. The type of opinion that we've given the county is what we call an unmodified or clean opinion, and that's the best opinion that you can receive on your financial statements. Next, I'd like for you to turn over to page 14. This first financial statement I wanted to go over today is called the Statement of Net Position. It shows the cash and investment balance of the county as of December 31st, 2016. If you look at the first three columns there and look at that heading where it says primary government, these are the columns that represent the cash and investment balance for the county as of December 31st, 2016. The last seven columns represent the component units of Taney County. These are related organizations that represent either a potential financial benefit or financial burden on the primary government. And that's primarily due to debt that's outstanding in these organizations. If you look at the first column where it says governmental activities and look at that first line where it says cash and investments, you'll see that the total cash and investments of the county at the end of the year was $48.2 million. The second column, business type activities, that represents the transfer station, and it had cash and investments at the end of the year of just under $1.1 million. So overall for the county, The total cash and investment balance was $49.3 million, and that's down $2 million from a year ago. Next, I'd like you to turn over to page 19. This next statement is called the Statement of Receipts, Disbursements, and Changes in Fund Balance, and it shows the receipts and disbursements for the county's funds for this past year. And if you look on the left-hand side of the page and go down to that first subtotal where it says Total Receipts, and look at that first column, which represents the county's general fund, you'll see that the total receipts for this past year was $11.4 million, and that's down $300,000 from a year ago. The primary reason for the decrease is a decrease in recorder's fees. The recorder fees last in the previous year were approximately $1 million, and in this past year was $750,000. The overall tax receipts, the very first line in that section, was $7.9 million, and that's up $150,000 from a year ago, and that represents a 2% increase. Total disbursements, the next subtotal there on the page, for the general fund was $12.6 million, and that's up slightly from a year ago by $36,000. So overall, receipts or disbursements exceeded receipts, next line down, by $1.1 million. And after a transfer into the fund from other funds, the overall decrease in the general fund, third line from the bottom, was $701,000, bringing the fund balance and the general revenue down from $8.4 million to start the year to $7.7 million at the end of the year. And if you compare that balance of $7.7 million to the disbursements of the fund of $12.6 million, it represents a 60% reserve. Auditors in non-recession years recommend counties have at least 25% or greater, and the county has met that. The Road and Bridge Fund, the next column over, had an increase in this fund balance of $1.1 million, which brought the balance up to $12.5 million at the end of the year. The Road and Bridge Fund, next column, had an increase of $178,000, bringing its balance up to $1.7 million. Law Enforcement Sales Tax Fund had a slight decrease to $7,200 and ended the year at $1,807,000. The Sewer Sales Tax Fund, in the next column, had a decrease of $2.7 million, bringing its balance down from $25.7 million to start the year to just over $23 million at the end of the year. The second and last column is the non-major governmental funds. These are all the other funds of the county, the smaller funds. And combined, they had an increase of $86,000 and ended the year at $1.4 million. And then finally, the last column for all the county funds, there was a decrease of just over $2 million, and that brought the fund balance down to $48.2 million at the end of the year. Next, I'd like for you to turn all the way back to page 81. Report here on page 81, it has a long title, but it's what it is a report that's required to be issued by us anytime we conduct an audit in accordance with government auditing standards set by the Comptroller General of the United States. And what these standards require is that if during our audit of the financial statements we noted any material weaknesses in your internal controls, we are required to report that to the Commission. And I'm pleased to report this morning that we did not note any material weaknesses. We're also required to report to the Commission if during our audit of the financial statements we became aware of any noncompliance with any laws, regulations, contracts, or grants. And I'm pleased to report to the Commission we did not note any noncompliance. And that's very good. I'd like to congratulate the county on that, as most of our audits do have findings, so but very good. And finally, I'd like to take a look at our recommendation. It's a separate letter. It's not part of the bound report that I gave you earlier. The first one's in regards to signatures on checks. There's still some checks that are issued without dual signature, and those represents the circuit clerk accounts. The circuit clerk accounts are part of the county's funds, and they should follow the same policies and procedures as other funds of the county. Number two, bank on the next page, new bank accounts. This is a recommendation, it's a commendation. In the prior year, we had recommended that the county set policies and procedures for opening new accounts, and the county has done that, so we'd like to commend the county for that. Number three, contingency accounts. During our audit, we noted that actual disbursements were being coded to a contingency expense code. Contingency expense codes are utilized in the budget process to prevent funds from exceeding budgetary authorizations. However, actual disbursements should be coded to the proper descriptive expense code and not contingency codes. We recommend the county require all disbursements be coded to a descriptive expense code and utilize contingency codes only for budgetary purposes. Number four, credit card logs. During our audit, we noted offices assign credit cards in individual names. However, these cards are given to other employees in the offices without utilizing a log to sign in and out those credit cards. And we recommend the county adopt policies and procedures to require this so that the county knows who has access to that card at all times. Number five, purchase orders on the next page. The county currently does not utilize a purchase order, the purchase order system does not allow for a dollar amount of quoted prices or bid amounts to be entered on the purchase order. This ability would allow the county to match up quoted prices and bid amounts to invoices prior to the payment of the invoice. And we recommend that the software be modified to allow a dollar amount to be entered. Number six, accounts payable and payroll. The accounts payable and payroll, we've had this recommendation in the past. These functions, in our opinion, should be part of the clerk's office, and currently they are not, and we recommend that they be part of the clerk's office. Accounts payable and payroll, and the reason why we say this is accounts payable and payroll, back when the county was a third-class county, those statutory responsibilities were with the county clerk. And there's nothing to our knowledge when you become a second-class or a first-class county that changes those statutory responsibilities. So we believe those responsibilities belong in the clerk's office. And we also believe that that provides better segregation of duties within the county. The commission, one of its responsibilities is to order audits of the different systems and offices within the county. And it's the auditor's office responsibility to conduct those audits, and the clerk's office is supposed to be the one that's performing those functions. And that's all I had to go over this morning. As you can see, the county has received a very good audit report, and financially the county is doing well. Is there any questions from the commission on anything that I've covered? If not, I'd like to thank the commission for inviting me here this morning, and I also want to thank the county offices that helped us during our audit. Everyone here at the county was very professional and helpful to me and my staff. We appreciate that very much. And I especially want to thank the auditor's office, treasurer's office, the clerk's office, who we worked the most with. We appreciate their patience and professionalism. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 446063 through 446131, warrants 6814 through 6818.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of a previous meeting minutes.
What's the date on that?
July 24th. That's what I was just looking at.
July 24th.
Actually, there was no executive session. Move to approve the previous meeting minutes, July 24th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.